Debbie, thanks for being here. Soup for the Soul cranked up and is serving more people than you anticipated, perhaps?
Our first week, we averaged 20 people per week, and now we'll be getting our third month, and we are averaging 50 per day.
When did this become a dream for you to pull together for the community?
For several years, I've been helping my husband with benevolence at Glendale Road. He is in charge of a clothing department. So we offered a Bible study there on Tuesday night and a meal with that. And that grew from, say, 5 people to 40. And the people were telling me, this is our only hot meal that we eat with our family per week. They eat other things at home, but they don't, you know, necessarily have a hot and good meal. So I knew there was a need in the community. And then in November of 2014, I put on Facebook one evening, let's have a soup kitchen in Murray, and who's with me? And in 24 hours, I had over 200 people that were interested in helping get it going. And I knew with that kind of response and the community wanting this, that I had to follow through with it. It just seemed like everything fell in place. I had a lawyer offer to help me, an accountant, all the people that would get us our 501(c), our nonprofit status, and there was lots and lots of things that, you know, we had to do that I didn't know. There's a lot of rules and laws that you have to obey to get things like this going.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
Absolutely not. No, I haven't. And it took 6 months for us to get all our paperwork and everything in order, and we opened June the 1st of this year.
How many people, you remind me again, you're feeding now, and what meals are you feeding?
We feed from 4 to 6, Monday through Friday. Most soup kitchens do a noon meal or 11 to 1 meal, but I wanted to do the evening so that school children could come. Several of my friends are teachers, and they would tell me that the children eat breakfast and lunch at school on the free or reduced lunch program, and then they might not eat till the next morning. So I thought, well, if those children are hungry, their parents are hungry too. We did have a need in our community. So that's why we picked the 4 to 6 o'clock hour, so the kids can get home, get off the bus, and then come with their families. And if their dad works or mom works, they too can come and not have to cook supper and just be a real help to the family.
How did you pull this all together financially?
Strictly with donations and volunteers. We haven't taken any government money. We patterned our, I call it a ministry, after Marcella's in Marshall County. And she doesn't take government money either, because with the government money, you have rules that you have to go by. We couldn't have prayer requests. We wouldn't be able to pray before we have our meal. So we're just been so successful. We had several little dessert auctions. We had fundraising meals. I had never really done any fundraising. People just came together and helped so much that we raised at least $40,000 to get our kitchen equipment. Everything we have now is paid for, but we still need a few things. And for the kitchen to operate with feeding 50 people per day, it runs on $100 per day. We get to order our food from Gordon Food Group. They have a nonprofit food department, and so we get our food cheaper, plus we get lots and lots and lots of donated food. So that's how we are getting to keep our costs to $2 per meal. For a $10 donation, you can feed a family of 4 for one evening. I just think that's an amazing use of $10.
And do volunteers do the cooking?
We're not actually cooking right now. We are doing sandwiches, salads, summertime foods like watermelon, cantaloupe, fruit salad. We have desserts because it took a while to get our equipment installed and inspected. And we started with this summer menu, I call it, because we opened the week after school was out, because I didn't want those little children that were used to getting 2 meals a day at school to miss any meal. So that's the reason we opened in June. And we will be cooking in probably mid-September. We're ready. And when we are cooking, we will have a meat, a vegetable, a starch, bread, dessert. every day. It won't just be a small meal. You know, they'll be nice, good, full meals.
Are you at the corner of 5th and Maple?
Yes, we are. Our actual address is 411 Maple Street, and we use the 5th Street entrance. It has a green and white awning and our signs on the door. And when we're operational, we have a sign that sits out on the sidewalk. But it's right across from the Methodist Church, and that's where we go in. But the whole building is open. You can use the front entrance. It's more handicap accessible. So we have both doors open, and you can come into the building either way, either from Michael or from Fifth.
The Murray Board of Realtors are organizing a yard sale. Has it been determined where people may bring items, and what's the deadline for bringing items?
Yes, that yard sale will be August the 22nd from 7 to 1, and the address for the yard sale is 111 North 12th Street. It's in the Global Mortgage parking lot by McDonald's. And we want donations from the community. And you may drop off items before the sale at Graves Property. It's right there, too. And you can drop your items off there. And when they want them dropped off, it's Thursday, August the 20th from 9 to 5. Or Friday, August the 21st from 9 to 6, or Saturday morning from 6 to 7, and then the sale will start at 7. And we have a goal. We have a piece of equipment that we want and we need, but we don't have it yet. It's a big walk-in freezer. It's 10 by 10, and it's a very expensive piece of equipment, but we do need this because we have been offered from Pilgrim's Pride in Mayfield the chicken plant pallets of frozen chicken, so we have somewhere to keep that. It will be wonderful, and that's a lot of free food. And also, we're running 5 small freezers right now, and I know that they are harder on the electricity than even this big one will be. And then they take up lots of room. It's what the yard sale money is going to go for, and it's what we're trying to raise money for right now.
Hey, Debbie, are there any stipulations about what kinds of items that will be accepted for the sale?
No, you can bring anything you like, just clothing, furniture, anything that you would see at a yard sale. I'm sure that what we don't sell, we will probably take to Angel's Attic, or we won't dispose of it improperly. It'll go on and have a good use. But we're looking for a great big turnout on our yard sale, and I'm so thankful to the Board of Realtors for doing this for us.
Debbie, thank you for speaking with me about the good works you're doing.
Well, thank you.